until 7 o'clock. That was P.K. Subban, goal and assist last night as Nashville shut out the Ottawa Senators. So we thought, why not talk to P.K. about his two-point night, huh? Welcome back, P.K. Subban in Nashville. How are you?
I'm very well. It's sunny, not a cloud in the sky here in Nashville. I can't complain.
Good to hear your voice there, Mr. Subban. HBO Canada, a week from Friday, this is why we're talking to P.K. today, an intimate behind-the-scenes access to P.K. documentary is called P.K. Subban, Skate Past the Noise, the off-season. And so let me get to this immediately. RDS is also involved in this production. They started following you around before the trade. Is that correct?
Yeah, so you know what? This started well before the summer started. So, you know, sort of like about a couple weeks before the end of the season, you know, leading up to the off season, we decided to, and you know, myself and my brand manager, rather, we talked about the off season and things that we wanted to do. And you know, I didn't want to do 50 million different things. I said, what would be the smartest way to do something that's educational and something where, you know, for my fans, where I can kind of open the curtain, so to speak, and kind of let them get a view on what it's like being a professional athlete and what encompasses the whole off season for a pro athlete. And we wanted to do that this summer, and I was able to do this deal with Bell, and they allowed me to do it. And I think that we started filming the last game of the season and throughout the summer. And obviously with a lot of different turn of events happened throughout the summer, but this documentary, you know, for me, if you didn't know anything about me before, and even if you did know me before, I think you're going to learn a lot more about me after you watch this doc. And I think it just says a lot about, you know, who I am, what I stand for, but it's just really educational. I mean, you know, for kids out there that want to know more about professional athletes and what it takes, I think it's a great tool to have.
The day the trade was announced on this very show, Mitch Melnick, Rod Francis, Mitch Gallo.
So Kiprios says, hashtag blockbuster, Canadiens trade PK to Predators for Shea Weber.
PK Subban's been traded for Shea Weber?
That's what Kiprios is saying.
Holy shit. And again, we apologize for, but that was a gut real reaction. I can only imagine were cameras rolling when you found out?
No, they weren't, because I was on vacation. So the only time that I opted to not do it was when I take my summer vacation and take some time off for myself. And I was in Paris in a beautiful hotel eating a beautiful dinner. I was actually having some foie gras for all of my Quebecers. They'd be proud to know that I still eat foie gras. But I was having some foie gras and a nice glass of wine with a few friends, and that's when I found out. And there were no cameras in sight then, but when I landed back in Montreal after my vacation, that's when we started filming again. And we were able to capture some stuff over the phone, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Did you have any inkling at all, PK, like exit interview, or did you have one because you got hurt? Of course, it's a shame that the last game that you ever played for the Canadiens, you were stretchered off the ice. It's kind of a shame in that regard. But did you talk in depth on your way home for the summer?
Well, I mean, you got to watch the documentary, right?
Okay.
The documentary will have, like, it has a lot of different things in there, but it's important for people to know that this documentary also isn't about the trade. It's about the whole off season, and you know, the trade obviously is a part of it because it was a part of my off season. You know, probably, you know, adds a little twist to it, but you know, it's this documentary is not about bashing anybody. It's just about my off season, encompassing an off season of a professional athlete, from training to personal time with your family to your business to branding, all that stuff together.
Well, so, I'm curious. Yeah, sorry, PK. I'm curious about the title though. Skate Past the Noise. There's always a lot. There was always a lot of noise surrounding you here. A lot of it great, and some of it, of course, as you know, not so good. Is that part of what we're going to see?
I would say so. I think that's a part of my story. I mean, if I was telling a story about somebody else, then the title wouldn't really make any sense. But because it is about myself and it's authentic, I think the title represents a lot of what's in the documentary. And I think that the reality is that this is raw. This is really how I felt about issues, how I feel about my training, how I feel about my personal time, how I feel about what I do off the ice, what I do on the ice. It's really, you don't have to go and look at YouTube interviews or Google search me to look at sit-down interviews that I've done. It's like everything is in there. So I really think it's kind of me also clearing the air on a lot of different issues and a lot of different fronts. And I feel I have to do that because there's so much out there. And I think I want to do that for my fans, you know, for people that have continued to support me and support me so much. It talks about a lot of the passion that I have, passions for charitable stuff, the work that I do and why I even started doing it. You know, I think a lot of people ask questions about why I even do the stuff that I do. And some of the perceptions are pretty crazy, in my opinion, and probably inexcusable for people to go there, but they do. So I think that the documentary, just full circle, I think it's done really, really well. It's something I'm happy with. Sends all the right messages, really tasteful, and I'm really going to be proud of it. I think a lot of people are going
to
like it.
Well, let me ask you, because we didn't have a chance to, whether it's in the documentary or not, you know what's been said. Everybody certainly has a right to an opinion, but it's clear that some of the opinions being expressed come directly from an office or a dressing room at the Bell Center. And I'm curious how you feel about what's been said. I mean, you've been described, some of us feel, as if you're like the worst teammate of the last 25 years on the Montreal Canadiens. You've heard that. What do you say to that?
Well, the reality is I can't really control what's out there. You know what I mean? I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know who's putting it out there. You know, ultimately, you know, I played long enough in Montreal where I'd like to hope that people have gotten to know me really, really well. And I think some of the things just don't really make any sense. It couldn't possibly be coming from the organization because I play there for 6 years, or from my teammates because I play with these guys for 6 years. And, you know, nobody talks about it, but I mean, there were 2 years out of those 6 years that we were really close to getting to the Stanley Cup final. And it takes a good team to do that. It takes good teammates to do that. And, you know, I think that whenever there's a trade or there's a switch, there's always some negativity to it. It's never a bunch of roses. And I never expect everybody to have something nice to say about me. You know, there might be people that don't like me. That's just the way it is. You know what I mean? You can't fight everybody. You can't fight everything. And for me, you know, I think that everything happens for a reason. And you know what? I was traded to the Nashville Predators, and that's where I'm supposed to be playing. I mean, it's a team that wanted me to be there, and it's my job now to give them everything that I can to help them win. And that's the way I'm looking at everything. As far as what people are saying, I mean, I don't control that. I mean, I'm sure that the talk shows and they have different topics that they're talking about, but unfortunately, we don't get those here in Nashville.
Yeah, unfortunately, right. So you must have got a kick out of the EA 17 preview. They have you and the Predators beating the Canadiens for the Stanley Cup.
Well, I'm sure everybody gets a kick out of that stuff. Right? Like, it's, you know, that's a part of it. It's a part of the build. It's a part of our game. So it's all about promotion as well. It's all about ratings. It's all about the build up. And, you know, that's what you love about being a professional athlete. That's what it's about. That's what drives you, you know, and ultimately those are probably the things that you miss when you're not able to play anymore. So, you know, but you know, a lot of people got a kick out of it. I'm sure I got probably 500 of the same image of me holding the cup in that EA Sports picture, you know, to my phone. So I've seen it too many times, to be honest with you.
HBO Canada, a week from Friday, behind the scenes, PK Subban. It is called PK Subban Skate Past the Noise, the off season. He is now in Nashville. Again, 2 points last night. You're waking up in Tennessee a lot of mornings. How do you feel about now living a good chunk of your life in a country that has elected a president who was formerly endorsed by the Ku Klux Klan?
Oh geez. You know what? I didn't know much about that. I didn't know anything about that. But the one thing I can tell you is that now living in the U.S., I think that I've realized how great of a country it is. I don't think you can I don't think you can understand how good a country is until you live in it, you know. Visiting the U.S. over the years, you know, it's a lot of it's in and out, and you spend a few days from there. But now living here and understanding that now you're a resident of the United States, I've continued to grow in the like country every day. And I think that I just look forward to this country unifying and continuing to grow and get better and better with every day. And I think that now a decision's been made, and it's about everybody coming together now. And I just look forward to that. I mean, just a great country with a lot of potential to continue to grow. And, you know, I'm just happy now to be here.
Tuesday, January the 3rd, I think, in Nashville is when the Canadians visit. And at the Bell Center in early March. But you knew that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew that. Well, I knew that once I was traded, because, I mean, that's all everybody ever talked about was, oh, I can't wait for this day or that day. So I did know that. But you know what? We got a lot of games until those days. So I gotta focus on tomorrow night, you know, playing St. Louis. I can't afford to be looking too far ahead with those guys coming into our building tomorrow.
All right, I know you got to run in about 20 seconds. Have you adapted to the new system under Peter Laviolette?
Yeah, you know what? It's a great system. And I think that the biggest adjustment is just, yes, the system is one thing, but it's also just understanding your teammates and the chemistry. And, you know, the way, you know, and I think that the way that they want me to play and the way I play the game of jumping into the play and creating and driving offense and turning defense into offense, that a lot of that takes chemistry. Like, I played with a guy for 6 years, you know, an Andre Markov, and we had great chemistry together. And, you know, I mean, I look at, you know, Montreal, and the reason why the trade was so big is because, you know, a lot of the offense when I was in Montreal was worked around me, and the same was for Shea. So, you know, I think that, you know, for our team, I'm just now starting to get into it, and every day I'm learning more and more. But, you know, I really like the system that we have in place. I think we're going to have a lot of success under it. And Peter Laviolette, I mean, he's won a Stanley Cup. I mean, you look at our coaching staff top to bottom, Phil Housley and Cadeau, and the amount of experience that they have here is just, it's incredible. So every day I'm learning more and more. And I think that's why I've just been getting better and better every day, is just coming to the rink and knowing that I'm going to learn and get better. And I just look forward to it. I mean, we're only 11 games in or 12 games in. It's already flying by. So must be having fun.
Good to hear your voice again. All the best. We'll see you in a few months.
All right. Merci beaucoup. Au revoir, Montréal.
PK Subban, Skate Past the Noise, the off-season. Premieres Friday, November 18th, 10 p.m. at HBO Canada. It'll be available on Crave TV after that as well. On Melnick in the Afternoon on TSN 690. Need to take up all your sweet.